This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for your Monday, brought to you by Syngenta. I'm Dustin Huffman. Corn right now seeing some fractional gains up about a quarter cent as the futures have been quiet most of the night, right around Friday's higher closing range. The dollar is up and crude is making new highs to begin the week. We have an update on harvest progress after the close today. For now, corn is trying to find some grounding after a bearish USDA supply and demand report sunk the prices. Weekly export inspections will later this morning give traders some idea into last week's shipments. Soybeans right now down 3 to 4 cents after the South American weather is beginning to play a bigger role in the price outlook. So far, rains in Brazil and Argentina are helping crops get off to a good start. More showers are needed for soybean planting and establishment in Argentina, though. The U.S. soybean crush hit a three-month low in September and fell below an average of trade estimates, while the soy oil stocks were at the end of the last month rose for the third straight month, according to the NOPA data released on Friday. Overnight, Chinese January bean futures were up 30 yuan. As we look at the livestock side of things, cattle futures are called steady to higher as December live cattle re-challenged the 130 price level after finishing last week at the top of the trading range. This could open the door for additional follow-through buying strength to start the week. Cash trade saw moderate to active trading occurring in the north, mostly at 124 live with a few up to 125. Hogs are called mixed. Futures finish higher to end the week with moderate to strong gains. Technically, the market is still in an uptrend, but the prices are filling gaps and firming up to the charts. Prices are now testing the bottom of the range and will need some fundamental help to turn the corner. We'll look at the numbers next.
Why do I plant NK seeds? Because every seed's an investment, and I don't gamble on my farm. Out here, every seed's got to earn its acre. That's why I need corn and soybeans that deliver the results I expect. And it's why I always make room for elite performers from NK. Because every investment owes me a return. And success matters. Find your local NK retailer at nkseeds.com/retailer.
On the overnight, December corn up a half at 526 and a quarter, March up a quarter at 534 and a half, November beans down 4 and a quarter at 1213 and a half, January down 3 and 3 quarters at 1222 and a half, December soy meal $1.40 lower at 315.20, soy oil down 2 cents at 61.27, Chicago wheat up 3 quarters at 734 and 3 quarters. That's the overnight trade on Market Matters. I'm Dustin Huffman.